You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
It's your breath, yes, it is, in our lungs, yes, it is. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath, in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath.
Alabaster box, and a lot of times when we think of how we should be in God's presence, obviously we think of ourselves as whole and well. But there's a point at which she broke the vessel and allowed everything to spill out. And I think it's so important for us to come as broken vessels, in the sense that we've poured everything out that's within us. We live in a world that is searching for our attention. So many things vie for our attention. But if we can take the moments that count and say, God, I'm going to give this all to you right now. I'm not going to think about this over here. I'm not going to be concerned with that over there. But I'm just going to pour out all my worship, all my thanks, because you're a good God and you've done so much. God, we take a moment to just focus on you, to come as broken vessels. God, pour out all our worship, all our praise, Father, our innermost being, and allow our spirit to worship you, our very being, our very innermost being, God. We thank you, Lord, for being a God who meets with us right where we are, that when we stretch our hand out, God, that you meet us, that as we draw close to you, you draw close to us. So we pour out every ounce, God, every part, every portion. We give it to you right now. 'Cause it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs.
pour it out to you. We pour it out to you. We lift up our hearts to you. We lift up our hearts to you. There is none like you. There is none like you. It's your breath in our lungs. Your breath. We lift up a praise. Lift up our life to you. Our worship in our hearts today. We lift it up. We lift it up. Lift you up higher and higher. We lift you up. We lift you up. Your praise is our heartbeat. Your praise. What we desire, your praise is where we want to be, it's where we want to, where we want to be. Your spirit, it flows through us. Back to you in praise. Back to you in praise. We sing before you today. Like little children we sing before you. And you were singing over us. And you were singing over us. Singing over us today. Singing over us today. We are yours. We are yours. We are yours completely and forevermore. We are yours. We are yours. Belong to you. And you speak it over us. Lord, you sing it over us. Telling us who we are. You're telling us who we are. singing over us. You are our identity. You're singing over us as you tell us who we are. As you tell us who we are. We are yours. The sheep of your pasture, we are yours. Today and forever. I don't want to have a different name, but yours, just yours. I belong to you.
Can that be your song today? Can that be your prayer today?
I belong to you today and forevermore. I belong to you, Lord. I belong to you.
Last season, but wow, You know, the deer never pants unless it's been chased, unless it's been running for its life. And David said that prayer. He knew what it was to run for his life. I don't know where you are today. I don't know if you've been running for your life. I want to tell you there's a God that saves. There's a God that saves. No matter what's been chasing you, no matter what's been pursuing you, the Bible says the name of the Lord. It's a strong tower. The righteous run into and are saved. No matter what you've been running from, it's more important today who you're running to. It doesn't matter what the last season of your life looks like, how you've messed up, or how the devil has pursued you to try to kill you, steal from you, and destroy you. I want to tell you, we serve a God that you can run to. The righteous run into and are saved. He makes us right when we run to Him. You don't have to be right when you run to Him. But if you can grab a hold of Him, He will make you right. We are now the righteousness of Christ. But we turn to Him and we run to Him. He makes us right. I don't know who needs to hear this today. Does it matter what you came in here like? Does it matter what the world has called you? What the enemy has called you? He can make you right today. He can make you right today. I just want to open up the altar right now. Maybe you need Jesus to touch you today. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into and are saved. I don't know what's been pursuing you, but I serve a God that's greater. He's a God of the promise. His promises are true. He is the God of salvation. As we sing, as you need a touch from God, I want you to come. If you need to come, come. Nobody's twisting your arm. Nobody's telling you you have to come. But maybe you need to come today. Maybe you need to come today. He's the breath.
It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour.
It's true.
presence.
In the presence of my enemies, I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. And heaven comes to fight for me. I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief, louder than the unbelief. So I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me.
Exactly what that was, but I guess that's what we needed. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.